I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi.
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 It's just that, yeah, you said no, we're going to say anything else. It's just weird. It's just because everyone says hi, it's such a different time.
Job.
I do not have one job.
To be fair, I have no jobs yet. Let's go.
Okay, welcome back to...
Sorry, Ross
My
has
voice
become.
Is going as well.
Ross has literally become like the. Right, come on, let's go. He's like some sort of producer on a film. Let's go. Right, yes. Okay, now, action.
Time is money, people. We cannot add on to these actors. These actors cost a lot of money. We cannot add on extra days.
Oh, let's didn't do that actor, the voice acting thing.
No, we didn't.
No. Oh, no.
Right, anyway. Welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere. Join me, Amy, and my science teacher crew, Andrew and Ross, as we try to explain the science behind the everyday questions you should have asked at school. Sorry, my voice. It's ridiculous. But yeah, we'll get there. But yeah, hi, welcome to season 4, episode 5. And if you have any questions, drop us an email, iReditOS@gmail.com or at iReditOS on all social media. So yeah, apologies for my ridiculous Phoebe Buffay voice. I don't know why. In fact, Andrew, you can maybe help me.
You can't use references like Phoebe Buffay anymore. That's what I found out at school. No one knows what Friends is, and it's destroying my soul.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're finding the same thing.
I watched Friends today.
I know, but children just don't watch Friends.
Oh, our children will. Why do I have a sore throat? Oh, no, I don't have a sore throat, but I don't have, like, my voice is going.
Were you out partying?
No.
Well, yesterday, Scotland beat Wales. And
No, because I have, like, a chesty cough for a couple of days.
Oh, so it's possibly just a little bit of mucus that's protecting you from any further infection, but that's kind of hanging on your vocal cords. So that'll
uvula.
Be causing it.
Uvula?
Ugula.
Uvula? What was my uvula?
I thought it was a uvula.
Ugula.
It's a dangly bit.
Uvula? Ugula. Yeah, the dangly bit thing at the back.
Yeah, that's not your voice box, though.
No.
You know that, Amy.
Your voice box is slightly further. It's just your larynx. Just here.
I did actually know that. But yeah, I just think it's like the first time that I've had a voice like this where my throat's not been sore.
But, see, when you do get a sore throat, what to do is count back 3 days from the first day you got your sore throat, and that's roughly when you possibly contracted it. It's a very rough estimate, but it kind of works.
Oh. I mean, I can tell you now, it'll be from the kids.
Well, yes. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been my fun weekend. But yeah, I think Andrew, you are on the story this week.
I am, and actually,
and I
have
no idea what it is.
Well, it's really exciting because is it exciting? Yeah. I read an article this week all about the science behind why we cry.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know why Ross cries when someone wins Bake Off, when there's an emotional advert on.
Oh, well, that's it. That's actually really...
Your Homemade Perfect is my recent thing.
Yeah, Your Homemade Perfect. Stacey Solomon, sort your life out.
Do you... I have to ask, do you guys have, like, an instant... Are you criers? Do you cry or weep?
I'm a happy crier.
Do you cry?
I don't cry at sad stuff, really. I cry at happy stuff.
I maybe cry once a year on my own in the shower.
Really?
I don't like crying.
Wow.
I really don't like crying in front of people. Have you ever really seen me cry, Ross? I don't think so.
I proposed, you cried.
I don't think I did.
You did.
I honestly don't think
you
I
swore
did.
At me and then cried. I was like, oh, I've made a mistake.
Yeah, but I was maybe teary. I don't think I cried. I didn't like sob. I'm not like a sobber.
It's definitely teary.
Yeah. Yeah, but like even when our kids are born, didn't cry. When I'm in pain, I don't cry. Maybe moan, obviously, but yeah, I just don't. I'm just not really a crier.
Lots of mourning. Yeah, definitely have that.
Anyway,
shots fired.
So,
well, someone might be crying tonight.
Before there are
Andrew,
any more tears,
crying?
Me? Oh god, I cry at the drop of a hat. Like I will literally like. Although I can be very controlled, so I can. If it's probably just me in the house, then yeah, I'll weep, I'll blub, I'll just get really sad. Or happy, you know, like, so my tears are very much related to my emotions. But see if I'm, like, with other people or, like, actually in school is probably the worst because, or not the worst, but it's the hardest bit where I don't necessarily cry, like, openly as much as I would. Especially if we're watching something sad. I got this DVD and it is really quite sad. You watch a person die and it's very, very emotional. And we kind of watch it and then you put it on and I'm just like, oh my God, don't cry. Or we're doing PSE and we watched, what did we watch? Like Inside Out or Up or something. And I'm like, don't cry. But yes, I cry quite a lot. I'm also quite open about how much I do cry because it is ridiculous. But
yeah, I also think it's important. I don't get this whole thing about like men can't cry or show emotion.
Oh yeah,
or...
exactly. Because it's not. I think it is important that we do. And being human beings, we are the only species to cry because of our emotions. So we are the only species on the planet that cries because of our emotions, which can also be called psychic tears. Which is part of our human condition. So that part of being a human means that we have when we cry, they are emotional. So,
no, sorry, the cat just bit the cable for the microphone.
Well, I was just like, no.
Sorry. I was like, what? Yeah. So part of us being humans means that we cry emotional tears, but so we. Don't cry just because we're sad. Because we also cry when we're happy. We cry when we're relieved. We cry when we're angry. We cry when we're surprised. We cry when. So it's not really understood why we cry emotionally. But there's a lot of information on what's in the tears. So these emotional tears that happen when we cry. Have higher concentrations of protein-based hormones, such as prolactin, which is like a neurotransmitter, a hormone, compared to tears that we have when we do other things. So when you're cutting onions, say for example, right, and your tears, you know, like you get tears when you cry, or you cry when you cut onions. Those tears are less viscous; they're less sticky, and that's because they actually have less. Hormones in them than the tears that we have when we are emotionally angry. So there's a thought, and this is what the research kind of went into, and it was absolutely fascinating. But there's a thought that because the tears that when we cry emotionally have more protein in them, they hold on longer, so they take longer to run down your face. Therefore, other people are then able to tell. Yeah, people can see them, and then you're unable to. Then you're able to tell that that person is sad, happy, angry, etc. But it's it was absolutely fascinating because
it does sort of make sense that when you were describing that, I was like, oh yeah, I bet it's just so other people can see.
So other people can
upset.
Other people can
Whereas
see that
the
you're
onions
upset.
Is more like a defense mechanism, like get this stuff out my
exactly
run as much as possible.
And then what happened was the research kind of went on, and they took samples of lots of different tears. They put them under a microscope and grew crystals from them. They let them crystallize. and the crystallization of the different tiers is all completely different. It's also just beautiful to look at.
A sad study, like just having to make people cry in different ways.
Yeah, but and then literally just, like, collect their tears. Yeah, they
Snape.
But isn't it really cool though? Because, like, you totally think that lots of other animals. So you think other animals cry, but they don't. So.
So my dog. I've heard like, no, I don't they know whine. Anymore. They like whine and whimper and like pine.
But they do not cry.
My use of noise. But they don't have like tears coming out of their eyes.
But if you do see stuff running down their face, because they do have weepy eyes and things like that, but that's not got anything to do with their emotions. It is literally just they have something in their eye or they're a bit weepy. So the animals. It was elephants. So elephants are always known that they can, or they've always seen that elephants can cry. But actually, the reason that elephants have tears streaming down their faces sometimes is not because they're sad. It's because mosquitoes have tried to hit them in the eyes, or moths or something has hit them in the eyes. Yeah. And it's a defense mechanism. So a bit like onion tears, they're defense mechanisms against you having something acidy or something touching your eye. So, yeah. Ooh. There you are.
Nice. That was interesting.
We are emotional.
Do you know what's
cries.
Interesting, though? Because obviously, like, babies cry when they, like, because they do it for attention. They're not always sad. Like, they're either they might be hungry or tired or whatever, or just wanting a hug. But, like, when we drop our son at nursery, he'll cry, obviously, because he's leaving us, which you can understand. But also, when we go back, like, a few hours later to pick him up, when he first sees us, he bursts into tears as well.
Yeah. They're happy tears. I hope.
Well, they don't seem happy.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting. But it's like he's just, because he's so emotional and he can't express it. So he's just like, I'm just going to burst into tears.
Yeah, because it's another way to let someone else know. So it's nonverbal communication to let you know that I'm happy, I'm sad, it's all those sorts of things. Because I've seen it certainly with, when Ronan was up at Christmas time and he was crying. And then as soon as someone went and picked him up, he like instantly stopped crying, and he's like, "Oh, yeah. I'm having a great old time." And I'm like, "Oh, you crazy child, trying to make us think that you're sad and you're not sad." But so there you are. And it's there. There was one study though that did show that tears made people's faces look sadder, and then that meant that more people were actually willing to go and give assistance to those people. Ouch.
Oh.
ouch, sorry, as I've just punched the desk. But yeah, so there you are. Why we
nice.
Cry.
Good questions.
Evolution once again.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business.
My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Seems to be the answer for a lot of our questions.
Or refraction,
yeah.
Or a chemical reaction. That's kind of covering all the sciences.
Yeah.
Weird that there's only three sciences.
Well, there's...
No, like three main ones. Don't talk about geography or something.
Well, no, there's one science, physics, and then there's branches of it, chemistry and biology.
Hilarious. Andrew, your face is worrying me. It makes me feel like you're not recording.
Sorry, no, I'm recording. What was the question?
Questions that I've thought of this week. And it's funny because it's all just things that are going on in my life and I'm like, oh, I wonder what that question is. Question one is, why does some wood rot and some doesn't?
Oh, that is a good question.
Or grow fungus. Basically, me and my mum both got houses or garden rooms. You know how these kind of people are getting offices built in their garden? So mum's is older, in fairness, but like only older by like a year. And it turns out that the guys put on the wrong cladding wood. Mm-hmm. So it was pine, I think, whereas we've gone for larch. And larch doesn't really, I think it might discolour, but like it should effectively last like as if it's been an extension to house kind of thing. Yeah. Well, so I've been told. but yeah, mum's is already growing fungus after like less than 2 years.
Ooh.
And then when she got someone to look at it, they said like, oh, it's not pine solid wood, it's just pine. Whereas ours is like larch solid wood. So I'm just curious, like why? Is it water? Is it chemistry? Is it...
So I was just double checking because I wasn't really too sure what species a larch is, but it is still part of like...
So ours is larch, yeah. So that's a part. Is either larch or is it cedar? Is that wood?
Cedar, yeah, they're both types of wood.
Larch or cedar are the two best to use, I think. But yeah, it's just a bit crazy. I'm trying to find the science out for my mum, but...
So I mean, it can be to do with the type of wood that it is. Mm-hmm. You also have to consider things like dampness and like where water sits, because that can have an issue on creating the right anaerobic conditions for bacteria things to grow. No oxygen.
The N means no. I'm just remembering my fourth year of biology.
The other, like, as well is, especially like in Scotland's climate, like moss and lichens and fungi can grow like incredibly easy and incredibly quickly, especially if there's no necessary movement. Is it in a corner at the back of the room?
It's on the outside.
Yeah, it's on the outside, but is it at the front of the building or the back of the building?
I don't know.
It's on the sides and it's on the lower side.
Yeah, okay, so it might just be that it's a little bit darker there as well, which encourages more fungal growth. And then the fungi just start to eat the wood because the carbon is trapped in there, and fungi's job is to remove the carbon and put it back into the atmosphere, which is why we have fungi. They're incredibly important, even though they do destroy lots of buildings like that.
Basically, is my mum's garden room going to be destroyed?
if left untreated, then yes, but it depends on like that wood, and this is the problem with like wooden buildings as well, especially at the bottom, that can all rot and be eaten away by the fungus, and then like you're left with the top stuff, but you can't really replace the bottom stuff. So that's what happened to my shed. And it was eaten from the bottom up, I pulled it down. So yeah, it potentially may be in danger.
Oh, sorry if you can hear a child crying on our podcast.
I did, but I was just gonna ignore it.
That's what we're doing.
I know you can't necessarily ignore it, but.
So something I'd read before is that like we can never get more coal again. Because when coal was like made in the earth, the fungi hadn't evolved to break apart the coal.
Yeah.
So we could get like peat type stuff again because that's about it falling in the right, like wet conditions and everything.
Yeah,
like we can't get the same layer build up of. Yeah, we can't get the same build up of coal ever again because fungus will break down the wood before it can do it.
Yeah,
which I thought was quite interesting.
Plus, like, we'll need so much time for it to happen and pressure. Yeah. So all of those things combined, that's why coal is a finite resource. So once it's done, it's done. But yeah, peat can come back, but again, it takes a long time for peat to get to that point. But considerably quicker than coal. But yeah.
Nice. Right, my next question that I thought of this week is, can you make a non-alcoholic whiskey, like Scottish whiskey, taste as good as an alcoholic one? So, obviously whiskey's gets its flavour mainly from the casks, like the ex-sherry wine, bourbon casks.
Sherry. Yeah.
So how could you go about it? Because I know a lot of non-alcoholic drinks, they make it alcoholic and then remove the alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's a company that started up in Edinburgh that's doing like non-alcoholic IPAs, and they're one of the only companies that just don't do alcohol to begin with. Because a lot of other companies do alcohol. And then what else did I see? Sorry, this is a bit like me with the snakes, but there was someone on Dragon's Den that's doing a non-alcoholic drink as well. Can't remember what kind of drink it is. And then one of the dragons like...
Peter Jones, I saw this one.
Did you see it on TikTok?
Yeah.
Peter Jones is like... Oh, is he still on Dragon's Den? Was this ages ago?
It might have been an old one.
Oh, I'm thinking Duncan Bannatyne. Sorry. It might have been an old one. And then Peter Jones was like, excuse me, how can you... You're not actually non-alcoholic because it says there's like 0.5% alcohol.
This.
And then he was like, a banana is 0.5. Or was it banana?
A ripe banana.
He did say banana. Yeah.
Yeah. How weird is that though? But so could you get hammered on a ripe banana? Like, if you had, like, 10?
Well, animals do.
Animals do, yeah.
Really?
I think elephants do that. They use... I can't remember what the name of the tree is, but, yeah, that's what elephants do.
Fun fact,
they
hold
it in the trunk or something?
I almost got squashed by a baby elephant. when we were in Thailand, we went to go and bath them, and then the babies literally just have the time of their life. Like, they just, like...
Stand in the water and just flop over.
Yeah, they just stand up and, like, want to splash. And then I stood right behind it as it did it, and I just managed to get out of the way. I literally, like, and obviously a baby elephant is still huge.
It's still huge, yeah, man. Alive.
Also, they are the longest pregnant animal. They're pregnant for, is it 23 months?
Something like that,
Look it up, 23 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue whale's longer. Really, it is really long.
Do you mean, is it gestation? Is that the
gestational?
Right word?
Gestational.
Did you just make a size joke?
Yeah, no, I was just like, well, actually, whales are longer.
Oh, dear.
Like, you said it's the longest animal, but I was like, no, whales are longer.
No, but it's meaning like longest pregnancy.
The way you worded it, you said the longest pregnant animal. I'm like, well, whales can get
pregnant.
Giraffe is longer. Anyway, how have we gone from non-alcoholic whiskey to pregnant whales?
Animals get drunk too. Yeah. So back to... Then can you make Scottish whiskey this afternoon? Somehow. No, I don't think you can.
Okay, I just got my question answered, so that was it.
I don't think you can. The
Well, to,
I will
to
tell
be
you
a whiskey,
this,
you have to be...
Oh, Andrew, sorry, Ross is obsessed with whiskey, so...
No, go for it.
No, it sounds like Andrew's going to do it. You do it.
Okay, one of you do it. What are you doing?
Well, it's not me, because my fact is not about whiskey right now.
All right, okay. To be a whiskey, it has to be matured in a
cask for like, 3 years in Scotland.
And
1 day, 3 years and 1 day.
3 years and 1 day in Scotland.
To be called Scotch malt.
Well, for the Americans to call it Scotch malt.
And that's, you spell it there with just a Y, whiskey, instead of whiskey.
Has anyone seen the thing around in TikTok where it's somewhere niche in America have opened up this British bar and it just sounds terrible, like the food and the drinks that they've got? It's just really funny.
A Scottish bar? No, I haven't.
No, it's like it's just like a British bar, and they've called it some literally like the Horse and Crown, you know, or something like that, and it sounds terrible. It's probably like when we try and open like TGI's here.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, I just found out, which I didn't know. Do you know methylated spirits?
Yes.
What's that, so like mouthwash?
When they usually put purple in, yeah.
Yeah, they put purple in it. So they put the purple in to stop people drinking it.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. I thought that was really cool. So they methylated it. They turned it, or they put the purple stuff in it, which is an emetic, which makes you throw up, because you can drink small quantities, or people used to drink small quantities of it, even though it's really bad for you, because it's methanol, which is a type of alcohol, but not the drinking type of alcohol.
There you go.
It can make you go blind. And one of the ways to watch out for it, because we got warned about this when we went on our, are you allowed to say lad's holiday? Lad's holiday many years ago. If you're having like a mixer and a Coke at the bar, if it's meths instead of ethanol, then it'll have like a blue shimmer on the top. So like if you get a low angle and watch the light reflecting off it, meths has a blue shimmer, whereas ethanol doesn't. So we left one of the bars because it can obviously make you go blind if you drink methanol rather than ethanol.
Yes, it can. And if you've got any questions relating to alcohol or animals with the longest gestation period, or hopefully not a combination of the two, please feel free to email us, iRedditOS@gmail.com, or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok at iRedditOS. Thank you very much for those of you who have left us reviews. It's really good to read them. And if you are able to leave a review or rating, that would be great. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.